No weather radio, WMG 558 in White River. The current time is 4:06 p.m. Central Standard Time.
On the regional weather maps, temperatures will be above average again today for much of the area. Though clouds will increase as an upper level trough approaches from the west. Snow will develop over northeast Wyoming today, and will spread eastward overnight and into tomorrow. Winds will also increase tonight and tomorrow, which will lead to some areas of blowing snow. Much cooler temperatures will also accompany this system. Dry weather is expected Monday night and Tuesday, with the next chance for snow expected Tuesday evening through Thursday as a round of upper level disturbances move through the region. The forecast for South Central South Dakota, including the Rosebud Reservation, White River, and Murdo. Winter storm wash in effect from Sunday afternoon through Monday afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of snow late in the night. Lows in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, cloudy. Slight chance of snow in the morning, then chance of snow and rain in the afternoon. Breezy. Highs in the mid-30s. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 50%. Sunday night, snow. Areas of blowing snow. Very windy. Snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. Lows around 20. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, increasing to 30 to 40 miles per hour after midnight. Monday, snow. Areas of blowing snow. Very windy. Snow accumulation 2 to 4 inches possible. Storm total snow accumulation 4 to 8 inches possible. Highs in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 35 to 40 miles per hour, decreasing to 25 to 35 miles per hour in the afternoon. Gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Chance of snow 80%. Monday night, mostly cloudy. Windy. Lows around 14. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 30s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows around 16. In the 4 to 7 day forecast, for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow. Highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s. For Thursday, partly cloudy. Lows in the single digits above zero. Highs in the 20s. For Friday, partly cloudy. Lows in the single digits above zero. Highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of snow west. Lows in the teens. Highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s.
Major winter storm heading this way. An upper level trough will move from the Rockies into the northern plains this afternoon and tonight. The storm will then drop southeast and spin up over western Iowa and eastern South Dakota. The result will be significant snowfall over portions of northeast Wyoming and South Dakota. The initial band of heaviest snow will fall later tonight into Sunday across northeast Wyoming and far northwestern South Dakota, including the northern Black Hills. Another band of heavy snow may develop Sunday night and Monday over south central South Dakota. This storm will have a lot of wind, so snow that falls will create reduced visibilities due to blowing snow. Winter storm watch in effect from Sunday afternoon through Monday afternoon. For the following areas, White River, Mission, and Winger. The National Weather Service in Rapid City has issued a winter storm watch, which is in effect from Sunday afternoon through Monday afternoon. Heavy snow along with extensive blowing and drifting snow is possible across the area Sunday night and Monday. Accumulations in excess of 8 inches is possible. A winter storm watch means heavy snow, strong winds, freezing precipitation, and cold temperatures are possible, but the timing or track of the storm is still uncertain. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, local radio or television, or cable TV for updates on this potentially dangerous storm. Take time to prepare for severe winter conditions before the storm develops.
At 3 p.m. Central Standard Time in Winger, it was fair. The temperature was 62 with a dew point of 21, resulting in a relative humidity of 20%. Winds were south at 12 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.38 inches and falling. at Philip, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 41 degrees with a dew point of 21, producing a relative humidity of 45%. Winds were east at 8 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.38 inches and falling. In Valentine, it was cloudy. The temperature was 62 with a dew point of 14, resulting in a relative humidity of 15%. Winds were south at 9 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.39 inches and falling. Across South Dakota, it was 33 at Faith and 50 at Chamberlain. At Sioux Falls, it was sunny with a temperature of 45. It was mostly sunny with a temperature of 59 at Pine Ridge and 45 at Mitchell. It was partly sunny with a temperature of 38 at Pier and 44 at Huron. At Trapid City, it was cloudy with a temperature of 50. Elsewhere around the region, at North Platte, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 62 degrees. In O'Neill, it was sunny with a temperature of 61 degrees. In Omaha, it was sunny with a temperature of 58 degrees. And at Cheyenne, it was partly sunny, and the temperature was 49. Again, at 3 p.m. in winter, it was fair, and the temperature was 62. At Philip, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 41. In Valentine, it was cloudy, and it was 62 degrees.